Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public. The devil be there. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Big news for the brain masseur. Interviewed by Todd Starnes about my newest book, God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Hopefully I'll share that with you today. Some expected but nevertheless disturbing reaction to my book that I'll bring to your attention from the Antichrist left. They impeached, sort of. Yeah, the sort of impeachment of President Trump. You know, Pelosi won't send the articles on to Senate. Why won't Nancy send the articles of impeachment to the Senate? The Dems are smiling just like idiots do, idiotes, when making fools of themselves. And Christianity Today comes out in support of impeachment. Wow. Actually, worse, in support of Trump being removed from office. This was Graham's baby, Christianity Today, all grown up. Happily, his son, Franklin Graham, very impressed with him, is opposed to impeachment and has a very clear head on this matter. Of course, this brings up the question of whether evangelical Christians can or should support Trump's presidency and his bid for re-election in 2020, a topic I am particularly well-suited to address, my friends. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Okay, first let's take a look at the impeachment and then at the question raised by Christianity Today with their editorial calling for Trump's removal from office. As you know, December 19, 2019, the House voted to adopt two articles of impeachment. The first is abuse of power, and the second charge is obstruction of Congress. Both are laughable. The sole support for these articles of impeachment arise from the back and forth that went on between the executive and the legislative branches over allegations that President Trump attempted to pressure the Ukrainian president to dig up dirt on his political opponent, Joe Biden. The proof for this is the transcript of a phone conversation between Trump and Zelensky, in which Trump asked Zelensky to do us a favor and look into the concerns we have about Joe Biden's involvement in pressuring then-Ukrainian President Yushchenko to fire the prosecutor that was looking into allegations of corruption against a company that Joe's son, Hunter Biden, worked for in Ukraine. The proof for the allegation that Joe Biden openly threatened Ukraine's then president that he would withhold $1 billion in loan guarantees unless he fired the prosecutor, well, the proof of that comes from Joe Biden's own mouth. His open boast that this is what he did. Now, you probably heard this, but if not, here is a smoking gun proof. Then President Joe Biden confessing to pressuring the Ukrainian president with the threat of withholding $1 billion in loan guarantees unless he did what he was told to do, and that is fire that prosecutor. Here you go.
I remember going over convincing our team, or others, to convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. I said, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Well, I'm sure you could smell the smoke from that smoking gun from wherever you are. Incidentally, the prosecutor Biden wanted fired was looking into corruption charges against Burisma, which happens to be the company that was paying his son, Hunter Biden, $50,000 and more a month to do, well, nothing, at least according to Hunter's own testimony. He can't figure out why they hired him. So you figure it out. Now, I'm going to read the proof the Democrats have presented that shows Trump pressured the present Ukrainian president to investigate Joe Biden for what Joe Biden confessed that he did. And this from Air Force One and the transcript released by the White House. President Trump on the phone with President Zelensky. I can only read this. I don't have a recording. And because of time restraints, I'm only going to read those portions that bear directly upon our concern. However, for those of you who are thorough in your research, the entire transcript is available in my show notes, posted with the show every Friday on our website. Go to brainmassage.net and you can find it there. After some mutual congratulations and appropriate friendly chatter, Trump says, quote, "I would like you to do us a favor, though, because our country has been through a lot and Ukraine knows a lot about it. I would like you to find out what happened with this whole situation with Ukraine. They say CrowdStrike. I guess you have one of your wealthy people. The server, they say Ukraine has it. There are a lot of things that went on, the whole situation. I think you're surrounding yourself with some of the same people. I would like to have the Attorney General call you or your people, and I would like you to get to the bottom of it. As you saw yesterday, that whole nonsense ended with a very poor performance by a man named Robert Mueller, an incompetent performance. But they say a lot of it started with Ukraine. Whatever you can do, it's very important that you do it if that's possible." Zelensky responds, "Yes, it is very important for me and everything that you just mentioned earlier. I will personally tell you that one of my assistants spoke with Mr. Giuliani just recently, and we are hoping very much that Mr. Giuliani will be able to travel to Ukraine and we will meet once he comes to Ukraine. I also plan to surround myself with great people, and in addition to that investigation, I guarantee as the president of Ukraine that all the investigations will be done openly and candidly. That I can assure you." That's a part of this whole conversation you don't hear much about. And again, I'm excerpting because of time. You can read the whole thing if you get my notes from our website. And then Trump goes on. "The other thing, there's a lot of talk about Biden's son, that Biden stopped the prosecution, and a lot of people want to find out about that. So whatever you can do with the Attorney General would be great. Biden went around bragging that he stopped the prosecution. So if you can look into it, it sounds horrible to me." Zelensky responds, "I wanted to tell you about the prosecutor. First of all, I understand and am knowledgeable about the situation, since we have it on the absolute authority in our parliament." And he goes on to explain his next candidate's going to be a man that would reflect his administration. He goes on to say, "The issue of the investigation of the case is actually the issue of making sure," listen to this, "the issue of the investigation of the case is actually the issue of making sure to restore the honesty. So we will take care of that and we'll work on the investigation of the case. On top of that, I would kindly ask if you have any additional information that you can provide to us. It would be very helpful for the investigation to make sure that we administer justice in our country with regard to the ambassador to the United States from Ukraine." As far as I recall, her name was Ivanovich, and so on. You hear this? I mean, you know, you get the whole story, and it sure looks different than the way the mainstream media presents it. Trump says, "Good, well, thank you very much, and I appreciate that. I'll tell Rudy and Attorney General Barr to call you. Thank you. Whenever you would like to come to White House," and so on. And Zelensky, "Yes, thank you," and so on, and goodbye. So, in summary, the Democrats impeach Trump on the basis of their interpretation of what they suspect was Trump's intentions. And then based on the feelings, you know, that was buttressed by the witness of those who expressed their feelings that when they read this or heard about it, because they didn't hear the conversation, but they felt like he was doing, you know, can you believe this? But the same folks heard what you heard Biden admit to, and they can't see quid or quo. So, you know, this is not about justice. It's about a lot of things. It's about revenge. It's about anger over losing an election. It's about fear of losing power. It's about fear of having their regressive policies reversed. It's about terror that Trump will out them for doing exactly what it is they're accusing Trump of doing. And at the end of the day, the dark passions driving this anti-Trump hatred are, on the physical side, really, it's just a case of CYA, you know, covering themselves, hiding from justice. And then on the spiritual side, it's all about rage against truth, justice, and the American as founded way. Now that sounds trite, huh? Many have labored hard to make it so. They have sought to create an environment where such sentiments are ignored, mocked, despised, ridiculed. But think about that statement, truth. My friend, that's the very foundation of liberty. Jesus said the truth would make you free. Justice, that's the ongoing work, and it's an ongoing work to execute correction against transgressions that violate our inalienable rights. And the American way, well, that just happens to be the way of our founders, all right? Jesus is the only supreme sovereign. There's no king but Christ. God's law guides our culture and our legislation and instructs our legislation. The American way is one nation under God. So the Dems did it. And we're not surprised, although we hoped more reasonable minds would prevail. Remember when Pelosi said she was not for impeachment without bipartisan support? That sounded reasonable. All impeachments in the past had wide bipartisan support. Well, ha! Schiff ignored the rule of precedent in impeachment proceedings, and the left did their usual dodge-the-ball game with truth. You know, bent the language of those rules into supporting conclusions no one would have come to in the last two impeachment proceedings. You know, when the Republicans yielded considerable latitude to the Democrats in their proceedings. You understand that the Republicans did not read the rules the way Schiff and the Democrats are reading them now? And Schiff has done this to justify shutting out the Republicans. Why? Well, because he did not want them bringing in witnesses of their own choosing. And the ruse of inviting the president to testify at their partisan-controlled hearing and then pretend that this was a concession to concerns that he be treated fairly? My friend, that is an insult to our intelligence. That's like telling someone accused of a crime that he cannot have representation or even invite witnesses he chooses to defend him, but he can testify if he wants. You got to be kidding me. Do you not know that in virtually every criminal case, the accused is never compelled to testify? These guys have not left one single rule of decent jurisprudence unsoiled by their filthy, evil deception and distortions. The wickedness prevailing in the Democrat Party is palpable. It's beyond that. It's tangible. You can see it. You can feel it. Our cherished American values are being hammered and beaten and broken. You watch Adam Schiff bludgeon Lady Liberty. He has spat on her, kicked at her, cast his filth upon her. He is a villain. He has trampled beneath his dirty feet, innocent until proven guilty, the right of representation for the accused, the right of the accused to face his accuser, the right to call witnesses on behalf of the accused. And he lied on top of all that. He purposely misrepresented the president's phone call. He read into the record a complete fabrication, and when called out on it, like the snake he is, he slithered quickly left of the blow, saying, oh, it was just parody. You show me any time in his history he's ever done parody. It was a joke, he said. Oh, so Schiff's clowning around now with another man's character, using lies to do it? Well, anyway, Pelosi has fallen. She was already pretty low, so the fall was not precipitous. But whatever integrity she had when she tried to fend off the raging lunatics of the left from driving the Democratic Party off the cliffs of insanity is now shattered upon the shoals of hatred and greed and avarice and pride and arrogance and, well, fear of men, fear of loss of power. So she has fallen fully into the grip of evil. She said she would not move to impeach without bipartisan support. What a joke. Not only did she join with Schiff in a purely partisan coup attempt against Trump, these worked together to ensure the Republicans were virtually shut out of the process. Well, though disappointed, we were not surprised. That Christianity Today, however, would come out and say right out loud in front of God and everybody that evangelical Christians should join the Democrats in calling for Trump's removal from office? Well, That was a surprise, I must admit. I wasn't even ready for that one. Let's talk about that next, my friends. I'll be right back.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Those Dems did it, and they're very proud of themselves, just like idiotes who take pleasure in their own folly. The word idiot, you know, comes from Latin, which means ignorant and so on, but it has roots in the Greek word idiotes, which basically means a person isolated in their own id. Remember, Freud made a big deal out of the id. The idiotes is someone lost in their id. The id, remember, is made up of unconscious psychic energy that drives the impulse to seek pleasure and reacts violently against any interference with that pursuit. Now, in the interest of full disclosure, I am drawing from insights discoverable only by those who have looked deeply into the sometimes disturbing dark mind of Freud. Anyway, once again, you cannot assume I use words flippantly, casually, or with an intention of being mean. I use them because of their suitability to the point. And the point is, Pelosi, Schiff, and the rest of the minions advancing this false narrative about Trump are idiotes. Persons so lost in their own ids, they can't see beyond what will give them immediate pleasure, and that is the destruction of defector Trump. You know, that's another reason they hate him, you know, because he defected from them, from their agenda. He grew beyond their control. But rest, my brothers and sisters, in truth, justice, and the American way. The matter cannot be decided until it is given to the Senate, and it appears at present Pelosi does not want to do that. Well, she knows she doesn't have a case in the first place, and that it will certainly turn into a defeat for them. It requires a 3/4 majority to convict on impeachment in the Senate, and there is no reasonable way the left can hope to pull that off. That does not mean you should not be concerned and pray, because, as we know, stranger things have happened. You don't leave it to chance, you leave it to providence through prayer. But that takes us to the truth. The spirit in us is greater than the spirit that is in this world. Justice. Well, God is a God of justice, and if we turn to Him, we can expect Him to deliver us from unreasonable and wicked men and women. And the American way? Well, there are remnants of the American way remaining in the hearts of many. There are enough of us left, I think, to right this ship tipping left if we'll just rise up, stand up, and move to the right. And that takes me to the assault from inside the Christian community and Christianity Today's call for Trump to be removed from office. So, CT, Christianity Today, chimes in with their opinion, or their, at least the editor's opinion, that what Trump was doing in that phone call with Zelensky was an attempt to, quote, to use his political power to coerce a foreign leader to harass and discredit one of the president's political opponents, end quote. Huh. This they aver, or he avers, I should say. I don't think he speaks for everybody in Christianity Today. But, so, anyway, that editor-in-chief avers that this is not only a violation of the Constitution, it is, quote, unquote, profoundly immoral. Huh. They go farther and allege that Trump has dumbed down the idea of morality in his administration, and in this he refers to those in his administration who've been fired, And then subsequently were convicted criminals. Why? Those of you who have been following this know how unfair and how dishonest that is. And this jewel of Christian charity and honesty, quote, his Twitter feed alone, with its habitual string of mischaracterizations, lies, and slanders, is a near-perfect example of a human being who is morally lost and confused, end quote. This is unreal. This guy, anyway, this editor for Christianity Today further opines that in his opinion, and that's what we're talking about here, this guy's opinion, quote, the impeachment hearings have made it absolutely clear, in a way the Mueller investigation did not, that President Trump has abused his authority for personal gain and betrayed his constitutional oath. The impeachment hearings have illuminated the president's moral deficiencies for all to see, end quote. Oh, God help us and deliver us from such foolishness. He refers to Trump's character as, quote, end quote, grossly immoral. He says, quote, we are playing with a stacked deck of gross immorality and ethical incompetence. Really? And he gives a prophecy. It will crash down on the reputation of evangelical religion and on the world's understanding of the gospel. And it will come crashing down on a nation of men and women whose welfare is also our concern, end quote. That's probably going to come crashing down on him. But let me tell you right now, that prophecy is not going to be fulfilled. Get your rocks ready. I'm just kidding about that. There is so much wrong-headed, wrong-hearted about this, it's difficult to know where to begin. I'm going to begin addressing this right now, but I can see that I'll need to develop this some more in my message Sunday night. So 5 p.m. at the Lighthouse. Be there, and we'll discuss this some more. Believe me, if you understood the biblical principles underlying God's dealings with nations and men, you would be able to see through this pap and nonsense coming from this very confused Christian. And I'm talking about the editor of Christianity Today, editor-in-chief. Here's something you need to stop and consider if you are reading this or have read it and it sounds plausible to you. Listen, this is the editor of Christianity Today. Today. Get my point. And get my book to get my point, The New Cart Church. Enough said. However, that isn't enough for you who have not read my book. So, as almost everyone, even non-Christians, will admit, Christianity Today, that means contemporary Christianity, is a mess. It has virtually no authority because it's lost its spiritual integrity, having capitulated to the world and surrendered to feel-good, ear-tickling pastors who feed themselves and not the flocks. Anyway, the second thing you need to notice is that this brother premises his argument on his opinions about Trump's behavior and actions. He has no proof for his allegations. It's his opinion about what Trump has done. He should be ashamed of himself making an accusation like this, pretending that he knows Trump's motivations in his call to Zelensky, you know, was to use his political power to coerce a foreign leader. Look, no reasonable person reading this transcript could walk away from it convinced that this proves an attempt to coerce anybody into anything. When you read this, it's clearly a very mutually friendly conversation. Trump asked Zelensky to do us a favor. Now, isn't it perfectly reasonable to assume, if we're going to assume anything, that Trump meant to do America a favor? How about to do me a favor? Jerry Scheidbach, a citizen in America here in California, to do all my listeners a favor, to do every conservative in this country a favor and get this sorted out. The arrogance of this editor for Christianity Today is appalling. Who does he think he is to lay his own personal bias against the president over how he interprets his motivations and what he does? This is outrageous. I didn't start there. I probably should have. But here's a point. I got to wrap this up. The editor-in-chief of Christianity Today has an obvious bias and animus against Trump. It's clear. Right? Tit for tat, right? Come on, take a little bit of your own. Trump's tweets gall him. His mannerisms irritate this brother. It offends him that this president would be so crass, so unrefined. He equates what he considers crass behavior with unrighteous behavior. Big mistake, by the way. But I'm telling you, this is the same sort of Gracie Christian that would have been totally offended at Jesus several times during his ministry. Yeah, this kind of guy would have been deeply offended by the gruff manner of an Elijah. This kind of Christian could never handle a Samson, or an Elijah, as I mentioned, or Savior, who tells people, listen, you'd be better off to cut your hands off than to end up in hellfire where the fire's never quenched and the worm never dies. These guys, the same guys, repudiate Jesus and show their embarrassment of him every time they pretend to apologize for him and try to explain away his coarse preaching style. As when he railed on those Pharisees as hypocrites full of dead men's bones. My point is that Christianity today is not the Christianity of pointed preaching Jesus or Paul, who called the Athenians superstitious. And that is too bad. But has it also degraded to accusing someone on the basis of your personal suspicions or an arrogant presumption that you know someone's motives? Has this ridiculous editor said one word about Biden's obvious quid pro quo? Maybe it's because he doesn't have enough information about that to know whether Biden was actually attempting to coerce a foreign leader to protect the interests of his son. And because he doesn't really know that. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Okay. So how then does this guy know Trump was trying to get dirt on a political opponent when that was never said? Have we heard anything from this character about Hillary's obvious obfuscations? This guy virtually dismisses the spectacle of egregious effrontery to justice that we witness day after day in the impeachment proceedings with a kind of a summary of, well, okay, so Trump didn't get a fair shake in the impeachment proceedings. Dismissed. Not even a bit alarmed at the virtual destruction of almost every cherished value that every true American holds in his or her heart. But he gets stirred up enough about some tweets that he's going to call for the president to be removed? A president that has done more for life, for liberty, and for the pursuit of happiness than any president in recent history. Well, I gotta go. So I'll see you in church. I have lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. Now, you let me know you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 and leave me a message in our listener response hotline, or email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net, and you'll find a contact us button. Click it. Send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation. Because Jesus is the King, and all mankind are subject to his crown. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.